Cash and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the ban on TikTok in the United States can go into effect as scheduled on Sunday. Users like Jacob Savage in Tennessee say,
kind of surprised that they're finally maybe going to do it, but not too upset because I waste probably like 2 hours a day on TikTok, so I'll be able to get a lot more done.
But TikTok might not be going anywhere. Biden administration official tells ABC the president has no plans to enforce a ban on his last day in office. President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor said they have plans to keep it from going dark. Winds are subsiding in Southern California, but they're only expected to be a short reprieve from the devastating wildfires as winds could pick up again Monday. Fires blamed for 27 deaths. 18 people are still missing. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel's officially agreed to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that will take effect Sunday. This is ABC News. Rudy Giuliani's reached a settlement with two Georgia poll workers in a defamation lawsuit. Giuliani was accused of peddling and repeating false claims against the workers in the aftermath of the 2020 election.
The terms were not disclosed, but we know that Giuliani gets to keep everything he owns, including a couple of apartments, a whole bunch of baseball memorabilia. In exchange, he agreed never to defame Ruby Freeman or Shea Moss again and to pay them some undisclosed amount of compensation.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. A Texas truck driver pleads guilty for what's considered the deadliest human smuggling event in U.S. history. Homero Zamorano Jr. charged in the deaths of 53 people, migrants who were enduring sweltering temperatures in the back of a tractor trailer he drove. Prosecutors said he and other co-conspirators were aware the air conditioning was malfunctioning. He could receive life in prison when he's sentenced in April. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Is Jordan Love the one? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL Packers GM Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference and was asked after 2 years, does he think that quarterback Jordan Love will someday lead the team to a Super Bowl?
I've talked many times about how even-keel he is, and I think, you know, his growth, I mean, the way he manages our football team has been pretty impressive.
The Packers have fired defensive line coach Jason Rebovich, the D-line criticized for a lack of quarterback sacks. Baseball tributes to Bob Uecker, who died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker loved talking to players in the clubhouse. I asked Christian Yelich if he could trust Uke to keep those chats private.
Well, I think he was always on the player's side. You know, I think he always had our back no matter what, and he was always pretty passionate about that. I think he would tell you that on a daily basis, whether you're going through a hard time or not, or whatever was going on the field. And, you know, you got the true version of Bob where he could let his guard down.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Malcolm in the Middle is putting the band back together.
crazy popular show that premiered in 2000 is ready for a reboot. Bryan Cranston and Jane Kaczmarek will return, as well as series creator and head writer Linwood Boomer. Frankie Muniz also returns as Malcolm, who is now almost 40. During the show's 151-episode run, it pulled 33 Emmy nominations. Disney announced they will make 4 episodes to start. And oh my gosh, it's been a few weeks since Taylor Swift has made news. She is being a supportive girlfriend. Travis Kelce has decided to continue his NFL career despite falling stat lines, and Taylor Swift says she fully supports his decision. That's the story. It's not much, folks, but a little Taylor Swift news is less depressing than other news happening around the world. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Hey, folks. Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the New People. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number 2 of Mino and the Mayor. Had a good-looking Friday morning. Wow. 28 degrees in Green Bay, 30 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. Today is also Take Your Christmas Decorations Up to the Third Level of Your Executive Garage Day today.
That is what I'm doing, that man. I've told you that all week because it's going to be 40 today. And if I got to walk outside, I don't want to slip. And I was telling Johnny before the show that he says, "What are you doing that today?" I said, "Yeah, that's what I got to do today." Now, he wouldn't offer to help, but he said, "Is that what you're doing today?" And I said, "Yes."
I've showed you the remnant of the last time I put away Christmas decorations. Yeah, it's a good looking scar,
it
huh?
It is.
You're
right.
Seen that one, Mark?
Yeah, I don't need to.
Slice my entire arm open. Yeah, so go ahead. I'm going to just give you one tip. If you're using a stepladder, when it says do not use top step as a step, and translate it into Youper language, that means, you can use that top step. And that's what collapsed on me.
Yeah. No stepladder. But I came very close yesterday to hiring it out. Just getting some, you know, high school kids after school or anyway, just making some phone calls. Hey, look, you want to do this for $50? Do that. And my wife made a good point. She goes, you know, if you do that, she goes, you will never carry those up again. Because it becomes habit. And then that's like, you're sure.
I would do it for, if I didn't have gout in my foot, I would do it for $50.
So I don't know.
Oh, I'd charge more than that.
Yeah.
I'd do it for $100.
Yeah, at least. And a nice tip.
And a nice tip. But hey, anyway, shows a little appreciation.
But she did make a really good point.
I want a round of applause.
Anyway, so that's what I'm doing after the show.
Hi, Mark Houston.
Hey, Mark.
Hi,
guys.
Hey, you know,
Mark loves it when he comes around me and I have one shoe off. Don't you, Mark?
And we know we got problems.
Or he was out the night before.
Jim, I will say, my son, well, we were batching it last week, and my wife was gone, and the manger came down outside, and some of the Christmas stuff all went away, but Christmas lights will not come down.
No.
They don't get turned on. They don't get turned on, so we have
a
switch.
You leave them up all year?
No.
Oh, good.
I just don't take them.
Wow, I've never heard you look down.
I have to get up.
We've had like murderers on here.
Yeah, I killed Jim, I have to get on my roof to take them down.
No, you leave your lights on.
People leave them up all year. That's a pretty good sign of L-A-Z-Y.
We put outlets under our soffits so I can have a switch.
Yeah.
So the switch just doesn't go on, but the lights, they'll stay up till, if we get a nice, like a really nice day, maybe March.
That might be tomorrow. Just get it done. I mean, today.
You want to come and get on my roof?
No, you've struck a nerve right here, Mark.
I just, you want, I don't know. It doesn't make the neighborhood look great when people get a little lights up. You know, I you know, in July, I just think that's weird. So,
well, I'll make sure. Yeah.
So there's no ordinance against this. I tried, but I couldn't get it through.
Well, I had these huge spruce trees in my yard in Ledgeview, and putting those up was I kept those on all year round.
You know what? I might give you that. Like last night, we went to Legacy, and you know they have those huge trees up there, and those are beautiful.
Beautiful.
And I don't know if they take. I was thinking about that when we left. I thought that would be a lot of work to take those down and put them up. So I don't know if they leave them up all year. But I don't think they do.
I work at Titletown, Bellinell Titletown. So, and I will tell you, the Packers invest a ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
In decorating the trees. I think I have this right. They started October 1st, and there's probably, I bet you 6 to 10 guys that will literally wrap those trees with the lights over in the Titletown district. So a lot of people say there's no way that happens. Trust us, when you work over there, you see those guys.
Yeah.
They'll work on a tree for a half a day.
Yeah.
They'll wrap all of those and they'll take them all off.
Wow.
I bet you in the next month they'll start taking them down.
So, but yeah, that is a beautiful stretch. That is
a gorgeous stretch.
And to leave, I don't know. I guess it'd be a lot cheaper to leave them up, but I don't know. I just.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the same thing like the plastic clips, I'll start wearing away, and you want to make it look worse, they'll just start hanging and
once that happens.
Yeah.
But white lights you can use.
Yeah.
Those are cool. Like the Packers, they don't take the ones on Lombardi. Those stay.
Aren't they year round?
Those are the ones on Lombardi, not the ones he's talking about.
No, yeah, but all the way down that stretch of that area now.
No, I think all of those come off.
They come off?
That whole stretch. Everything right around Hinterland.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking.
All of those lights come off.
Wow.
And then they rewrap them all in the fall.
I can't think of a worse job. So I hate doing anything Christmas wise with stuff decorating. I don't do anything. I got a little tree up in my apartment here. I turned it on once for the whole year.
Is that like a 2-foot tree?
Yeah. It's cool. It's made out of grapevines.
There you go.
It's awesome. It really is.
Yeah, it's Christmas.
Yeah. I'm just saying. I got a text here. Mark, at least John has his pants on today. Okay, that's fine.
That's a good start.
Mark, I got to ask you one thing. Watching the Packer game Sunday, Romeo Doubs, right, who's the one who got hit really hard in the end zone, out on his feet. They're taking him. It reminded me of two cops taking a drunk guy to the squad car down a sidewalk. He was basically out on his feet. He was wobbly. Why didn't Philadelphia have a cart for him?
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if it was, you know, it happened in the one end zone.
Yeah, it did.
You know, the medical team, and this goes for high school, college. I don't know anything about the Packers in this situation, but what always happens is the medical team's going to go out there and you're going to stabilize their head because you don't know if they've got a head or a neck injury.
Right.
Or are they laying there and it's really a knee injury? You know, so you got to assess it. They did their protocol. They did their assessment and they felt like he could stand up.
Okay.
You know, so it's like I've been in a situation on a high school football field and it stinks. Trust me. You're laying there and you're like, you got to make the call and you know, most likely this kid doesn't have a broken spine or anything.
Right, right, right.
But sometimes with what they tell you with symptoms, I can't feel my arm, I can't feel my legs. You have to take that at face value, and then that means okay, we're going to spine board you, or we're going to call 911.
Yeah.
We're going to it's a lengthy time.
But I bet you nobody can override them. You know, what I mean, those guys, they're God when they get on that field.
Well, that's what it is. It should be.
Yeah, I
again,
agree.
Like some people say, I've heard people say, he was lost in consciousness, or he lost consciousness, or he didn't. We don't know that. I will tell you there's probably 4 or 5 people that were out there from the Packers medical staff who are brilliant guys, and they made that call that he could sit up and then walk off.
Okay, I thought the Eagles were just going on the cheap and not giving us a cart. That's what I'm getting at.
You know, I mean, so
I always look at it the worst way, don't I?
Well, no, I mean, and we, you know, we quickly talked before we came on air was I don't know if it was a situation where they felt like he could get up and walk off.
Okay.
But now – let's think about where that end zone is, maybe to their locker room. It may have been quicker, but like it's not like you've got 6 carts.
Yeah, I know.
There's one cart, I believe, that because when these stadiums are so tight. So they probably made a call. They thought he could walk off. But you're right. When these guys walk off, or it could be a gal. You know what I mean? If it's doesn't matter what situation. We may walk off, and you need 2 or 3 people because that's a lot of weight.
Yeah.
And if they
Yeah.
If they had an issue, it's they're just kind of stumbling. So it's
tough. I still want to blame the Eagles. I still want to blame that organization for this.
Their fans aren't very nice.
Help me on that one, Mark. Yeah. Help me with this. Mark, talk about some of the other injuries. Okay, so I got to tell you something. So who was I talking to yesterday? Because we, Jim and I, are getting into pickleball.
Okay.
We're getting into pickleball.
We're talking about pickleball.
We're getting into pickleball.
Okay, now hold on a minute. Because I did hear this segment. Are you guys getting into pickleball, or you guys just wanted to go to the bar?
Right.
Well,
right. And I don't drink, so I guess where did that something. Come from?
So I was talking to somebody last night at Legacy, at the event we were at last night, who's gotten big into pickleball, and he said, I got to be honest with you, I talked to an orthopedic, and he said, oh, has that sport brought us a whole bunch of new business?
I'll tell you that pickleball, it's probably, I mean, everyone says it, it's one of the biggest rising events, especially for 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know what? We're this isn't about
not talking the
about
same body.
It's not about spraining an ankle, ACLs, rotator cuffs,
Achilles.
How'd you like to get that at 65?
I know, but you know what he said when he was talking about the orthopedic. People haven't run backwards in a long time. They pick up this sport. It doesn't seem, but all of a sudden you're backpedaling.
Yeah, it's the start stop.
Yeah,
it's the going left and right. Tell me what do you do in your life that you haven't done since you were probably 20 years old?
Right.
Exactly.
So now, you know, it'd be better just to say, why don't you just go run?
Drugs.
Yeah. Or walk. But we're not, because we're adventurists.
Yeah. And pickleball has gotten to be a big thing. And I'm sure some people now are going to start texting in and writing and saying, you know, slamming us. It's just the fact of life. The fact of life is, you know, I would say my message would be, you go to pickleball, you got to stretch. You got to stay loose. You got to stretch afterwards. You have to take care of that body because, like it'd just be, again, you know, doing Achilles. Ooh.
Can you imagine tearing your Achilles heel at 65?
No.
You'll be off your leg for 7 years.
Man, that's a bad one.
Yeah.
Right? Well, the guy was talking to last night, I won't say his name, but he's a friend of ours. Remember, you saw me, I was talking with him. And he tore his, and then he re-tore it.
Yeah. Watson, quarterback from the
Deshaun Watson,
just re-tore his
ACL.
Yeah, they thought it was maybe an ankle sprain. Nope, re-tore it. So you're square one.
That pickleball is competitive. I mean, people are playing hard. They want to win. There's tournaments, and we talked to a guy down in Oshkosh who has indoor pickleball courts, and he said it's going great. But you know, we're not 28, right? I mean, like you said, you can stretch and still play a good game.
So
it does. It looks like I can do that.
How am I going to get hurt doing this?
But that's interesting what you said about walking backwards. I go to Western, and there's people on the treadmill walking backwards. I bet they're training for something. I don't know.
I've never seen that.
Turn around is the way you're walking.
That's interesting.
Like that one guy, he's like, you know, I walked past a treadmill, and there was a guy, he had like a bottle of water where the Pringles thing goes.
That'll be me. Yeah, that'll be me. What other injuries you see in this time of year?
Slips.
Slips and falls, I think, are some of the biggest ones. And I think the biggest thing with that one is, and you guys all know it, you can slip and fall and be on the ground so quick. Does every fall make it sound, or do you end up fracturing something every single time? No. But there's people that come in saying, man, my wrist has been, or my arms have been bugging me for 3 or 4 weeks. And all of a sudden you get in there and you're like, they'll say, did you realize you broke your arm? Or do you remember falling? Oh, yeah. You know, that Saturday a couple months ago or a week ago, there are bones that will sometimes just take a little bit. It stinks, but yeah.
When we come back, I'll talk to you about, you know, the cures for that stuff. And a lot of times it's rest, but I want to get your opinion on acupuncture.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a fan of that.
I had it once for my back.
It worked.
Didn't do much for me.
It worked for me.
Mm. All right. We got to start a quick break. Mark Houston is here. We've got Lance Allen from Channel 58 coming up talking about Bob Uecker and Nicole Stockman, Veteran Service Officer, UW Green Bay. They are honoring Veterans Night. We got 2 tickets to give away to a veteran. Back after this. But if you choose to stay, you wind up playing anyway.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show. Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Freezing your credit sounds drastic, but it's not. In fact, freezing your credit is one of the best ways you can protect yourself from identity theft. Freezing your credit doesn't stop your credit score from going up or down. It's just a way to make sure that nobody can open an account in your name, not even you, without removing your freeze first. So to freeze your credit, you just contact each of the three major credit bureaus and you request a credit freeze. Just search up the term credit freeze and you'll find the phone numbers and websites where you can get it all done. And don't worry, you can always unfreeze your credit when you need to apply for new credit, like a loan or something, by contacting each bureau again. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org or text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, joining us here today. Mark, you know, again, we're talking about, and we're joking about putting Christmas tree lights away today and everything like that, and I literally got that huge scar in my arm because I went through a thing where my ladder collapsed on me and the runner for the garage door sliced me up and little things like that. I bet you guys see a lot more where it doesn't have to be an quote unquote athlete, just normal day-to-day things. What can happen?
Oh, you know, a great example yesterday. So I think I live in the Valley and we had probably inch and a half of snow. I had to go out and shovel. And as I was shoveling before I left, I was like, is this going to ice over? Sunday night before the Packer game, we got ice down there and it got slick. And, you know, sometimes you take off that snow layer.
Right.
And it just now you get a little bit of sun that maybe melts things, but then it ices down. Yep. And it is. It happens quick. I mean, going back to Jim taking down decorations, it's great that maybe we want to clean up and get ready for the spring. But you got to think about, okay, should I be up on that ladder? How far should I go up on that ladder? What's my shoe wear?
Okay, I can't tell you how many
benefits. My question is more, should she be up on that ladder?
A good point. I mean, Donna should not be up that high. Get somebody else for a top run. Just hand it to her and then have somebody else above.
Jim paid Donna the $50.
Anyway. But it is. I mean, that's the truth. I mean, with those kind of things that can happen so fast, quick. So quickly, mm-hmm. and you don't even think about it because, like, I've done this a million times.
I think when you put them up, I'll admit, I was this year, you know, probably after 12 years living in the home, I got smart. I put my decorations up when it was like 65 degrees on one of those beautiful days. I said, I'm going home early and putting this thing up.
Right.
Now you got to take them down and everything is snow covered, ice covered.
Yeah. But if you want to take them down this month, today's your day. Today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to leave mine up.
You're not going to wait till Monday?
I think it's going to be 2 on Monday.
That'd be a good. No, I'm just teasing.
And then I think it is.
It
may be cold for a while. I can't even tell you
how many benefits I've either been involved with or donated something to or publicized of people falling out of tree stands hunting.
Oh, yeah.
That is such a danger. There are so many people that get hurt from tree stands. You can't believe it.
Yep. And you know what? I think it's not when we talk someone's old and 70, 80. This is talking about 40, 50.
Absolutely.
And you
got to
really just think about, okay, what should I be doing here? Or what shoe wear should I be wearing? Gloves. We talked about just winter weather. Make sure you have gloves and hats. It's going to be so brutally cold on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You should have a gloves and hats today.
Okay, okay. Let me ask you something then. I brought up that even I just read Donald Driver's book, even though it's been out for like 10 years or whatever, but I just found it at the library. And he talked about he thinks sometimes they should delay games or postpone them because the weather is so cold. It's like inhumane to have people play on those things. And I had seen an article that there were amputations in Kansas City after that Chiefs playoff game last year. Jim didn't believe me.
The fans found it.
And there were like finger amputations.
But don't.
Right? What do you think about that?
I think ESPN did an article. I read part of it. It is true. I mean, you really had to think about how brutally cold it was that day. I believe it was they were playing the Miami Dolphins.
And yeah,
I think
you're exactly
Alex Ingold
right.
from Bayport played in it. And I remember talking to him about it. I think a lot of times probably it's looked at it saying, well, we're going to play this game. It's scheduled at this time. We can't reschedule everything, you know, bundle up and get ready. It's one thing for the players a little bit. I'm not bashing these players. They can kind of, they're in the locker room, warm ups, come back out, go in for halftime.
They got the heated seats now.
Yeah, correct. Oh, they have a lot of things in the sidelines.
Yeah.
Think about it for so many people who are standing out there tailgating, now going to the game. You're 6-7 hours.
And we're not talking about these crazy guys that take their shirts off. We're talking about normal people who think they're ready for it.
Yeah.
But like you said, the number of hours that you're out there, it is a dangerous thing.
It's again, you know, are you wearing a glove where your fingers go in each hole? Or are you wearing mittens where
what are better?
Well, you sometimes on that, you'd want the mitten where your fingers are together because you're keeping everything warm. But you start going individually. Now it just opens up the ability to get colder quicker.
We're getting soft. I mean, first of all, this is a little bit like, you know, dumbest criminals. Like, I mean, come on, it's going to be zero. Wear gloves, wear mittens. Those amputees, I don't want to delve into that, but my guess is they weren't wearing gloves and they may have, I don't know. But there was just an article this morning I read, and it's about this Homo erectus that lived in extreme environments a million years ago. The study suggests that humans were much more adaptable to harsh climates than previous believed. And we always talk about previous, like, well, the Indians, hell, they didn't wear clothes. I mean, as much, and how come we're such, and they're saying that they were even tougher a million years ago. Here's my point. One is, I don't think we adapted, you know, like we should. And secondly, I don't think we take the precautions that are out there.
No, I agree with you, Jim, on that. I think there's people that go to the game and they say, I'm going to wear tennis shoes.
Right.
You know, and it's like, why are you wearing boots?
Right.
Or long underwear.
And they give away a lot of those warm things, you know, like
hand warmers.
Hand warmers. You throw them in your boots.
They have them for feet.
Right.
I mean, I would agree with Jim of there's a, I mean, that was my point of, okay, we're going to hit today. I believe it's going to hit 40.
Yeah.
And people are going to think, hey, I mean, last Saturday I was out and people were walking on in shorts. And it was only like 35.
I know.
People are like, hey, we're in spring already. I guarantee it. Today we will see people around in shorts and just a sweatshirt. It's like, you should be wearing a jacket, hats.
No,
the same thing goes, you have to remember, by the time we hit Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, we just talked about the wind chills are going to be brutal. But you got to make sure when you go out in your vehicle, it doesn't matter if you're just crossing town. Do you have a hat? Right, do you have gloves? Are you prepared? Do you have a jacket? You know? Because if you get stalled and you're on the side of the road, now what are you going to do?
Do you think that they should ever delay games, though? Or, I mean, you're as the medical, just the medical part of you.
I think. I'm going to tell you, just the medical, not the gambling.
Yeah.
If you say it's a high school game, I think that's automatically delayed. If we had that weather, at that brutal weather, and at the end of a high school, I think they would have to say, We have to look at moving this game to the next day or whatever.
Because I guarantee you, those high school kids, they ain't going to bundle up. We've seen them in some cold weather, and they're out there in T-shirts and shorts.
You guys know how it is. Because that's where it is. You got to think ahead and say, this isn't just for the players. This is for the fans.
Absolutely.
Now, if we go to the college level, if you ask me, would they, if it's a college football game, would they cancel that? I don't know. There's probably some flexibility. I bet you when they get to the NFL, they're like, oh, we're just going to play.
And how about the band?
Yeah.
Right, you got to put that mouthpiece in your pocket just to keep that thing warm.
I remember the old band director, Iceball, he put the whistle in his mouth one time and pulled it out, like his lip, everything was gone. Yeah. All right, we got to start a quick break.
All right.
Lance Allen joining us from Milwaukee right after this.
Big disgrace, waving your banner all over the
place. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Well, some big news yesterday for Wisconsin dairy producers. Federal milk marketing orders have been accepted. I'm PM Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news, and that included the federal milk marketing order announcement by USDA. Dairy farmers, their processors across the United States cast a vote whether to keep federal milk marketing orders or let them go. Well, they're in place. There's a lot of detail that dairy producers and their processors are going to have to work through. That's not the only news influencing dairy these days. Colin Artema is a senior broker with EverAg in Chicago, and he says, keep an eye on what's happening with the cyclical movement of cheese and what new processing is coming on board.
Look at the demand factors that are coming up. You got Super Bowl, you got Easter. Make sure to look at the new capacity, like what's going on around the United States, how's California doing. Those are kind of the main factors right now. Certainly keep an eye on the GDT with what's going on with New Zealand and China. Just keep up to date with the milk markets, because it certainly is going to get interesting these next couple months.
Colin Artema, one of the broker analysts with EverAg, reminding us about a few of the potential ups that dairy could be looking at, aside from the federal milk marketing order reform that's been accepted. Did the markets react? Well, we'll take a look at the numbers next.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland Seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Veltima fungicide outyields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Alrighty, yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese gained a nickel to 189. 40-pound block cheese up 6¾ to 189. Double A butter, that was down 3¼ cents, 253.5. The February class 3 milk that goes into cheese was up 14 cents at 20.06. March up 21 at 19.88 a hundredweight. Just a quick market snapshot on a Friday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy, windy, and warmer with a few sprinkles possible this afternoon. Our high today right around 38, and then we get colder tonight. We're going to drop down to 12 for a low tomorrow. Sunshine 19, 4 below Sunday morning by Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high right around 0. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on 2-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch, and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Did you know that art is actually good for you? We'll tell you all about it on the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
Terry Barr. From your health to our economy, how art impacts you and your community.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin has had its first report of a pediatric flu death this season. The age and location of the child who died from influenza was not released. State Health Officer Paula Tran said respiratory viruses are a significant health concern, especially for children. And respiratory illness is very high in Wisconsin right now, with RSV, flu, and COVID-19 causing emergency department visits. The DHS is encouraging everyone over 6 months of age to get vaccinated against COVID and the flu. 16 children nationwide have died from the flu this season. Wisconsin drivers may not give much thought to the mile markers as they fly past them on the highway, but the Wisconsin State Patrol is reminding people that they serve an important purpose. Law enforcement authorities say paying attention to the mile markers before a crash can lead to faster response times for help, prevent more secondary crashes, and help authorities clear traffic jams faster. Mile markers are placed either on the right side or the median of highways, and drivers should take note of the closest marker when calling for help. More and more young adults are leaning towards electric vehicles for transportation, and UW Green Bay has installed its first EV charging station on campus. It's at Kurt Condon Hall, and in the next few months, the second will be installed at the Widener's Lot A. There's a small charge to use the charging ports, as mandated by the state, but the campus is making them available to students, faculty, staff, and the community. The charging ports were funded by an alumni donation. There are about 35 EV chargers throughout the Green Bay area. From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Ampton and Oshkosh, of course, the Civic Media app. Joined right now by the three-time award winner of the Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year, CBS 58 in Milwaukee, Lance Allen. Hello, Lance.
I need to use my hype guy, John.
I know, right? Nice. Yeah. How you doing, buddy?
I am doing great. Mayor, I know that you've had a lot of unsavory people that you've had to associate with in politics. What are you doing with this Mino guy? What are you doing?
Thank you. Thank you for a little compassion.
It's
finally
a breath of fresh air for him.
I'm going to nominate you for sainthood.
There you go.
Oh, love it. Love it.
All right. Hey, Lance.
You didn't know it was going to be a celebrity roast coming
in. No, yeah. I could take it. Lance, I know you don't have a lot of time. A lot of people are trying to get you on their shows today. And one of the reasons is because you actually had a very nice relationship with Bob Uecker, didn't you?
I really did, John. And you know, Jim, like, in this state, there are only a few people that are, like, larger than life. I don't use the word legend a lot. You know, the kids always say hashtag legend or whatever and right. Throw it around. But he was it. And he was one of the few people in this state, and especially in Milwaukee, that stayed here and never left. Like, he could have gone elsewhere.
Right.
You saw it, you know, but whether it was Major League, Belvedere, this, that. You know, he was known all over the place. Other teams, other people would seek him out every time. Like, he'd be on the road with the Brewers, and people from other cities, other teams, other players, big-name people would want to be with him and would go out of their way to be with him. So it was just an honor to get to know the man. It really was, as a Wisconsin kid growing up.
Isn't that awesome that he had that persona, that reputation? And not just the old people follow him. I mean, he had younger people. I think everyone, like you said, celebrities to the common person, just everybody liked Bob Uecker. And I don't know exactly what it was, his charm. We listened to a little excerpt today and Johnny Carson, and just a funny guy.
Yeah.
Very likable.
Disarming.
You hit the nail on the head. Like, I work in the TV world where it's all about demos and ratings. And the ideal demo is obviously, oh, you got to get a... I saw kids that laughed and loved him all the way up to, you know, older people and everybody in between. And you're right. He just had... Honestly, he's one of the funniest people I've ever been around because he had impeccable timing,
yep.
Deadpan humor, relatable, and he just seemed like he was one of us. And so, yeah, as a Wisconsin kid growing up in this state, he was the soundtrack of my life. And just to get to know the man and have actual conversations with him was just mind-blowing and incredible.
You know, I was mentioning, though, too, I'd read an article years and years ago about his wife, an article with his wife, and after he did the Miller Lite commercials, but the, you know, I must be in the front row, where literally everywhere they went in the world, they were getting that to the point where he got really depressed from it because he got so big so fast.
That one, John, and just a bit outside.
Yeah.
He would get, I'd hear people, like, you'd be in St. Louis, or you'd be in Arizona, or you'd be in, you know, wherever the Brewers were playing in the playoffs, and people would be shouting it out from the stands. It just was unbelievable, yeah. You know?
It's amazing. Mark, you remember him growing up, of course?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think Lance said it. Doesn't matter, if you're a young kid nowadays to 30, 40, 50 to 70, 80, 90. There, he got the 1 to 94.
Absolutely.
Guys, you know what's amazing, Mark, is I did an interview with him about a year ago, year and a half ago approximately, and I asked him the specific question, are you still getting offers? And he said yes. He told me, and he wasn't yanking my chain, he said that he had, because everybody knew he loved to fish, that one of the things that he was pitched on was like a fishing show, like fishing with Bob and having like notable people going out with him. And he was still getting offers to be, you know, do certain roles and things like that. That's how good he was.
That would have worked.
Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean? Because he's so entertaining. Oh, you like gosh. The guy. Yeah.
Lance, again, congratulations. And I'm not just throwing this up there. You're a three-time Wisconsin Sportscaster of the Year. That's truly, truly impressive. That's amazing. It's wonderful. But let me ask
who
you that.
Who am I paying off, John?
That's right.
I'm just saying, hey, remember who got you there.
That's right.
What did you learn?
That's right.
What did you learn
Lance
from
Uecker,
me?
Everybody.
What did you learn from me, Lance?
What did I learn from you?
Okay,
yeah, I learned to go over and get you a sandwich. That came up quite often. Get me a cup of coffee. And then I will always give John Mino credit this, Jim. I'm being 100% serious on this. I used to get so fixated on, I gotta get a script in, or I gotta have this, whatever. John would come rolling in and he'd be like, what do you got? We'd go down the list of, I did this story and, you know, somebody else might have this, and this is going on today. And he could take whatever and just roll with it. And so now, honestly, over the years, I kind of took some of that and I went, I want to be more like that, where you're not so scripted and mechanical. And the one, this comes from you, John, honestly, is the, you know, like in live shots or whatever, I'm like, somebody'd be like, what are you going to talk about? I'm like, well, I'm going to probably talk about this, this, and this, but I'm just going to roll with it. We're going to flow with it. And it's more conversational. It's more understandable.
Oh,
you know?
God, I'm glad I touched. Hey, I've never told you this. You did a phenomenal job the night of the Brett Favre thing. That was a tougher gig than people realize. I'd never given you credit for that, Lance. You did an awesome job out there in the middle of the field that night.
Thank you. And then the real quick story on that, John, is basically, you know, you have dreams, goals, and aspirations. And I've covered everything in my 32-year career except the World Series. I was 11 to going on 12 years old when the Brewers were in the World Series. So I hope they make it someday. But I've covered Super Bowls, Rose Bowls, Final Fours, all that stuff. And that was not even a goal. That was not even a dream. When they just said, hey, you're going to interview Brett in the middle of the field, at first I thought, okay, that's a pretty cool honor, and Brett's got to sign off on that and whatever. And then you realize the day of, there's going to be 66,000 people in the stadium, and literally, and I'm not exaggerating, my relatives in England saw it, NFL Network, Packers.com, millions around the world. And when you're in that environment, it's literally two people talking in front of all those people for 20 minutes. Yeah, you better hit that, or you're going to be all over TMZ and, you know, every over blooper reel. So, yeah, it was, that was like a career highlight. It's unbelievable.
You know, I just... two things. Just one real quickly. The fact that John Mino does no show prep is not breaking news. But thanks for sharing that. You know,
hey, Les, remember the time I got called into the general the office, general manager, news director or anything? Because I hate to say that, the Association of Hard of Hearing was really mad at me because you're supposed to have all your scripts and what you say for the closed cast. And I would have ad lib. Remember that?
You know, Lance.
I got a quick text here. Lance is one of the best in the state of Wisconsin. Rick.
Oh, yeah, you are. I mean, I always saw you on the sidelines, you know, working. You know, I would guess Bob Uecker had a lot of access. You know, you're working up to that, too. Aren't some of you media guys treated like a little bit better than some other media guys because you're nice guys?
I think on occasion, sometimes loyalty is viewed as a weakness, Jim, as you well know. But no, it is, you know, I, and I'm being serious about this. I was that knucklehead in high school that would sit at the cafeteria table and tell my buddies, and we'd all talk and be like, wouldn't it be awesome to have a real conversation with the Packers head coach or no Bob Uecker or, you know, whatever. And it happened. Like, I did the McCarthy show. I talked to Matt LaFleur, and he knows me and I know him. Right. And it's like one of those Forrest Gump pinch me type moments that you just go, oh my, like when I was a knucklehead, pimple-faced teenager, we talked about this stuff and it happened. And to me, staying here in the state of Wisconsin and doing what I've done and seeing what I've seen but being a part of stuff is just, I never, ever, ever take it for granted. There's that sign at Lambeau that says, today is somebody's bucket list, and I try to remind myself of that all the time.
Lance, I know you got another radio station calling you right now. Really appreciate you taking the time to talk about Bob Uecker. Congratulations once again, Sportscaster of the Year. Really, really proud of you, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate that, and I know you guys have a great thing going with the show. I hear about it all the time, seriously. Right. So
awesome.
Keep it going.
Thanks,
Lance. Hey, tell Jesse Garcia we said hello.
I will definitely do that.
Outstanding. Thank you, Lance.
No problem. Anytime, guys.
Take care, buddy. Lance Allen coming your way from CBS 58 in Milwaukee.
What was the Jesse Garcia thing?
She works there now with him.
I'm thinking of Grateful Dead. Who's that?
Jerry Garcia.
I was like, "What the hell are you talking about?" Back to show prep.
Before that,
you would recognize Jesse Garcia.
She's one of the great male or female, one of the great sportscasters covering the Packers.
Yeah, I guarantee you, if you took a picture and put it up there, Jim would say, "Oh, I recognize her."
Right,
but I get it. Where he was going with that?
And I got to tell you something. Lance is the last guy I shared a bed with. And I'm going to say,
wait a minute, back this up.
Yeah. 1996 in Seattle, okay? And they screwed up, which happened so often. Instead of the two beds, they have one bed. And me and McCarron had that situation in St. Louis. And so Lance and I both slept above the covers type thing. But we had no choice. There was no cots, no nothing, okay? So we're okay with that, all right? Versus Larry and I in St. Louis, I told you that story. Where I'm like, Larry, don't worry, I'll sleep on the other end of the bed. But don't worry, he goes, nah, we better not do this. No, Larry, it's going to be okay. You use the covers. I'll just get, we can't be in the same bed. I go, why? He goes, what if there was a fire and they found us together? And I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. So I slept in a chair with towels as a blanket. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, life on the road. Do we have Nicole? Not yet. Okay, we're going to be talking with Nicole Stockman, Veterans Service Office, UW Green Bay. Boy, I'm pulling for that team, but it's a tough road, UWGB men.
Yeah,
it's a tough road.
It's been a tough season.
Yeah,
long 2-14 or something.
And, you know, and they still
get the support, but you know,
some games have been close, but just kind of hang in there. And you know what though, coach is setting his culture.
I'll give him a lot of credit.
You know, I think
I love it.
You know, and you know what though. I'll give coach a lot of credit, but I think every coach is having to do this nowadays. This whole NIL, this whole thing of what people are getting paid for, the players have the upper hand on a little bit, and they're just saying, you don't want to do this. I'll move on.
So absolutely,
it's kind of, you have to kind of dig your feet in a little bit
as a coach
and say, I'm going to set my culture and say this is what I expect.
Yeah. I mean, if you've got that, at least you've got that foundation.
I don't know if he clearly 100% said it, but Tony Bennett, I think that's why.
Well, that's 100% why.
He is why. I mean, I think we all assume, but he kind of led to it, and it's just gotten tougher. Why do you want to hang out there?
And Dick told me that a long time ago. Well, not a long time ago, but probably 2 months before Tony did that. I talked to Dick on the phone, And he said, "Hey, John, I got to be honest here. I don't know how much longer Tony can deal with this." No. And I didn't say anything, you know, but he planted the seed. This is just ridiculous.
I mean, these figures are coming out. And I'll be honest with you. If you're a college kid, why would you want to go to the pros? When you're a young kid and you say, "I want to go to the pros," if you're a college kid right now, you're saying, "I'm hanging out for all 4 years, 5 years. Give me 6 years. Pay me, though."
And now it can be right. 7 years because now they're saying junior college doesn't count. Yeah. Oh, my God. You could be like 26 years old. Quick break. Back at this.
I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota Federal Appeals Court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson versus Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
Where it began.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning. Got Mark Hewson from Balance Sports Medicine, and we have got Nicole Stockman from UW Green Bay Veteran Services Office. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning. How are you?
Outstanding. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Big night for you.
Yes, yes, yes. The UWGB men's basketball team is going to honor all of our military, local military and first responders tonight at their basketball game. So it's at the Rush Center tonight at 6 p.m. So it should be a great event.
I saw something where Coach said he wanted to buy every one of them a beer. How does that work?
Well, that is how it works. If you show an ID, you can go up and get a free beer, two free tickets to the game. For anyone who is a first responder or military affiliated, so veteran, active duty, drilling, family member of a veteran, anyone who's a firefighter, law enforcement, EMT, paramedic, 911 dispatcher, two free tickets and a free beer.
Morning show broadcaster.
Whoa, yeah. That's a lot of beer.
Yeah.
John just got a fake ID, become a first responder.
Absolutely.
How many times can John go back to the line?
Okay, that first responder, a sheriff's deputy.
You can check John's car. He's got different glasses, mustache, you know.
I have a pyramid goatee. We've flagged his account.
Hey, and Nicole, I think this the best thing about this is I heard Coach saying this is not being funded by the state. This is not being funded. This is coming from Coach. I believe
he's paying for it out of his pocket.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's cool. I think that's awesome.
Coach Gottlieb is giving back to the committee on this. This is so. I think that, like Nicole said, if you are a veteran, if you're a first responder, really consider getting out to the games.
Law enforcement, absolutely. Yeah. We're big fans of him, Nicole. We really hope for great days ahead for him. We really do. But I know you just do a remarkable job with the veterans out there. You put together an extraordinary event at the Widener about a couple of months ago. I was honored to be a part of, and it's amazing how many students at UW Green Bay are veterans.
Right. Yes. And, you know, I try to do as much community outreach as I can, but given the huge population, that's limited for me. But we have a great population, over 1,000 students, and, you know, we try to support them the best that we can.
You know, one last quick thing, Nicole, we were talking about, you know, when you're a part of the team, and Mark, of course, was with UW Green Bay basketball, and I was when I was doing the play-by-play, and you were when you were a cheerleader, and I said, you know, you do become part of it because you follow all the same rules and regulations, whether it's curfews or whatever, whatever. Was that the way with the cheerleaders when you guys would be on the road, Nicole? Would you follow all the curfew rules? I'm just curious.
Well, I did, and I think you know some of the stories behind that, but I did maybe hold open a couple of windows so someone could sneak out, but that's all I'm going to say about that.
We won't even mention her name other than she runs a real estate agency in Manitowoc.
Is she listening right now?
I don't know how much. Somebody will let her know. Hey, Nicole, it's got to be a really fun job for you doing what you're doing at your school, at your alma mater.
Well, you know what? It is, and it's very gratifying. I mean, I'm not going to say it's not difficult because we do have a high population, and, you know, I work with a lot of benefits through the VA, and that process is extremely complex as well.
Yeah.
But my background just has put me in a position where it is perfect for me. So I love doing it. I get a lot. It's very rewarding for me to give back. And, you know, given as I was a spouse for so long as a Navy spouse, and it's just personally, it's very gratifying.
So tell us how someone listening, veteran, I think I want to go back to school. What's the process?
Well, typically with anyone who is a veteran, active duty or drilling, or the spouse or a child of a veteran, they have entitlement to educational benefits. So all it takes is to reach out. So my contact information is on our website at uwgb.edu. And just shoot me an email. My email is listed there. And it's just starting the conversation.
Right.
So, hey, I'm a spouse. I'm a child. I'm, you know, I just separated from service. What are my options? So we start the conversation, and then there's a lot of guidance that way. And then I advise on how to apply through the state or the federal government, and then what that process looks like. And then once you're approved, how do you implement that benefit at our school? So there's a lot that goes into it, but just starting that conversation is the jumping off point.
That's awesome. And tonight we all get together and celebrate. That's going to be fun tonight. And I hope they're going to win. I mean, I think this is going to be a big game. It's going to be a great crowd there, I know. So, yeah, just thanks for doing this. I hope all those veterans really appreciate our love for them, right? I mean, we do a lot of veterans appreciation thing, and I just, and with the first responders, I just think it's great that.
You know what the coolest thing is? It's like I talked to so many Vietnam vets who say one of the hardest things for them was going back to college after coming home from Vietnam because other students hardly did. And now you get organizations like this that 1,000% embrace everybody that served.
If you have certain issues, they work with you. It's just amazing what she's done. Walk you through it. Man, she's great. And yeah, well, I just love what you do out there. And that school is kind of known for taking care of veterans. And I think that's something that's a real badge of honor you have.
I think it's really cool what you're doing, Nicole.
You.
And again, you know, we're talking about like with Lance Allen growing up as a Wisconsin kid, you growing up as a UWGB student and a Green Bay local high school student and everything, and now you get a job like that helping our local veterans. Congratulations to you, and keep it going. Have a phenomenal night tonight.
Well, thank you so much. Will you guys be at the game?
I was going to, but I've got a sports injury.
Oh, jeez.
I can't walk.
Fell off the bar stool last night.
Don't tell anybody. I got gout in my
foot. He really does.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's terrible. Well, I hope you get better.
Yeah. Thank you. It makes me sound old, and I'm not old. I'm just saying.
Someone, yes.
What?
All right. No, we'll let it go.
Okay. Nicole Stockman, Veteran Service Officer, UW Green Bay. Thank you so much.
Oh, Okay, thank you both. Y'all have a good day.
You too. Right, take care. Call. All right, we're going to start a quick break. Back with more after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, we will revisit our conversation with Harvey Kay on Jimmy Carter's legacy and the two very different January 6th anniversaries. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Israeli Security Cabinet has accepted the ceasefire deal with Hamas. It now just needs full ratification from the government. It would go into effect Sunday. ABC's Ian Panel has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A war ravaged Gaza. A ceasefire can't come soon enough. Israeli airstrikes raining down on the strip since the agreement was announced, killing more than 100, according to the Hamas-run health authority.
The deal would see the release of 33 hostages, the first three taking place on Sunday. The Supreme Court could rule today on whether the law that bans TikTok in the U.S. can go into effect Sunday, but the Biden administration says they do not plan to enforce a ban, and President-elect Trump's incoming national security advisor says there are plans in place to keep TikTok from going dark. The president commuted the sentences of almost 2,500 nonviolent drug offenders and better weather conditions, giving Southern California residents and firefighters a reprieve. This is ABC News.